I'm going to describe for you a technique that we'll call noting touch. You let your awareness go wherever it wants within your body to physical sensations. When we do the noting touch, if you happen to have an emotional sensation, just ignore that. We'll work with emotional sensations also. But when you note touch, we'll work with emotional sensations in a little while. Right now, we'll work with the touch sensations. You let your awareness go to wherever touch arises. Touch will be defined very broadly. The contact of your clothes with your body, that's an example of touch. The air contacting your body is an example of touch. Body parts contacting body parts, touch. Where your body contacts the cushion or chair, touch. Your clothes contacting your body, touch. If you have sleepy sensations on your face, in your chest, touch. The sensations associated with breathing in your abdomen, here, wherever they may occur, here, touch. Your heart beating, touch. Your blood pumping, touch. Pain in your body, touch. If you have to go to the bathroom, your bladder's full, you have gas, touch. You're hungry, okay, your stomach's empty, touch. Itches, touch. You see, very broad. Any of those count as touch. By definition, touch is a body sensation. So the broad category is body sensation. Touch is a certain subcategory within body sensation. Body sensations are three-dimensional. They have width, depth, and height. If you have pain in your knee, there's width to that pain, depth, and height. It's a three-dimensional volume. When you note, I'll first have you do it with mental labels. So you'll make the mental label. Let's say you're pulled to pain in your knee. You'll make the mental label, touch. And then for a few seconds, intently focus on that sensation. Then again, make the mental, either you'll be pulled back to that same sensation, in which case you again say to yourself mentally, touch, and intently focus, or perhaps you'll be pulled to some other sensation, maybe the breath. You note that as touch, intently focus on that. Then again. So the noting consists of a rhythm. There's a moment of acknowledging that a certain category of experience has occurred. During that moment, you make a mental label of that category. In this case, it's touch. After you've briefly acknowledged, then you pour all your attention on the thing you acknowledged. Intently but gently focus on it. As you focus on it, you do your best to just allow that sensory experience to be there. So several seconds of intent focusing, and then you note again, either the same experience or a different one. So that's how to do the technique of noting touch. During this retreat, I'm going to teach you how to note physical sensations, that's touch. I'm going to teach you how to do the same thing with emotional sensations. We'll call that noting feel. I'm going to also teach you how to note visual thoughts. We'll call that noting image. I'm going to teach you how to note auditory thoughts. We'll call that noting talk. I'm also going to teach you how to note four pleasant, restful experiences. And I'm going to teach you how to note ways in which your experience changes. So we're going to note a lot of different categories of experience. As you intently focus on the thing you've acknowledged, it is possible that that thing might disappear immediately. In that case, you have no time to intently focus on it for a few seconds. You just have to note something else. However, if it does not disappear immediately, that will give you a few seconds to pour all your attention on it. So the noting is a rhythm, a brief acknowledging, intent concentration. Brief acknowledge, intent concentration. The Burmese teachers, this technique comes from Burma and is associated with the Mahasi Sayadaw method of doing mindfulness. The Sayadaws, or Burmese teachers, compare this process to aiming and firing. If you had like a bow and arrow, okay, the brief moment of acknowledging is like aiming. You know what your target is. Then you let the arrow go, that the arrow is awareness, and it penetrates into the sensory event that you acknowledge, that you aimed at, and you intently focus. Unless it disappears too quickly, in which case you move on to the next thing. So that's how you do the noting process. Does anyone have any questions about how to note touch? Please don't hesitate to ask questions. Yes, in the back. Okay, very good. Let me make sure I've understood your question, so correct me if I'm wrong. The question was, what if it doesn't go away? It just lasts and gets stronger and stronger. What should you do then? Is that what the question is? Just let it last and get stronger and stronger. When you're working with body sensation, you're sort of asking your body to accept its own product. The body creates sensation. It creates physical sensations, we'll call those touches, and sometimes it creates emotional sensations, we'll call those feel. When you're intently focusing, you are sort of asking your body not to fight with the touch or the feel it's making. It's possible that the touch or the feel will not go away. It will stay there, and it will get more and more intense. When that happens, to the best of your ability, ask your body to just accept the fact that it's getting more intense. And with your mind, also try to accept the fact that it's getting more intense. You can go back to the same location over and over again, or maybe you'll be pulled to some other location. It doesn't matter if it's always the same place. So did that adequately answer your question? Okay. Now, let me say something about the, I'll take that in a second. Let me say something about the nature of body sensations. The body is like a pond of water. If you throw a pebble, a rock, into the water, where the rock hits, there'll be a big splash, but then little waves and ripples spread throughout the whole pond. When you have an intense sensation, whether it's physical or emotional, in one part of your body, it is like a local splash. It is possible, not inevitable, but possible, that that local splash will cause a spread of sensation to other parts of the body. You can note the local intensity, but you can also note the more subtle, the less intense spread sensations. Often, it's easier to accept the milder spreading sensation than it is to accept the local intensity. So if you have pain and it just gets bigger and bigger in terms of intensity, it may also be getting bigger and bigger in terms of how much it's filling your body. If you wish, you can note the spread of the sensation elsewhere. That might be easier than noting the more intense part. If you note the spread for a while, then when you go back to the intense part, sometimes that's become less intense. So that's a sort of strategy that you can use. You also, of course, are allowed to move anytime you want. You can stand in place, you can shift your posture, you can go from floor to a chair, and so forth. So we don't want it to be a horrible ordeal. Although sooner or later in this life, we are going to have to face uncomfortable body sensations where there's no bell to end the sit and where you cannot move and escape. It is good to learn how to experience uncomfortable sensations without suffering. I'll be talking tonight in the Dharma talk about the theory, the difference between pain and suffering. But in this part, we're talking about the practice, techniques that we can do to experience the pain with less suffering. So, did that answer your question? I saw a hand over here.
I thought also in the past I heard you say try not to grasp to that point, and I've tried that many times where when I have a certain tension in my back at a certain point and I notice, I try to let go of any kind of resistance to dissipate.
Yes, if you didn't hear, if you let the sensation spread, give it permission, that will tend to dissipate the intensity. Also, if you physically relax your body, that will tend to dissipate the intensity. So you remember when I had you start sitting, I ask you to straighten your spine and then let your whole body settle. Settle means relaxing your body. If you relax your body when you have uncomfortable sensations, that relaxation will produce equanimity, a kind of openness. And that's what she was talking about. So, good. Yes.
I used to use notes about thoughts, and when I used to note thoughts, the thought was dropping down, and then I was more open to be with the body experience. Now when I'm doing kind of noting the body experience, it's kind of taking me back to chattering, or kind of, I ask myself, why should I not just be with the sensing the body experience without noting it again and again, and putting my brain again?
Okay, good. The noting process consists of a sequence of clear acknowledging and intent focusing. Clear acknowledge, intently focus. During the moment of clear acknowledging, you have the option, but not the requirement, to make a label. The label can be a word that you think. For example, in this case, the label is touch, that you would think. You can also, when you meditate on your own, say the label out loud. So you can speak the label, that's one option. You can think the label, that's another option. The third option is not label. Simply clearly acknowledge and intently focus. So if you find that you are losing clarity, then you should label. It's better to label than go asleep. On the other hand, if the labeling is too agitating for you, don't label. Just acknowledge and intently focus. The word that I use is option. You have three options. If you are having a lot of difficulty, then go off by yourself and say the label out loud. That's first gear in your car. That's the strong gear that you use when you go up a hill. If you're not going up too much of a hill, you can mentally label, think the label. And if everything is going on the flat or you're going downhill, meaning it's easy, then you can drop the labels completely. You just acknowledge and intently focus. I distinguish between noting and labeling. Noting is the sequence of acknowledging and intent focusing. Labeling is an option during the moment of acknowledging that you may or may not want to use. Okay? Very good. Very good. The question was, what happens if you have more than one sensation that are at the same time? The way I'm going to have you do the technique, just choose one to focus on, just to keep it simple. Does that make sense? I mean, if you wanted to spread your attention to both, you could. However, you'll probably find it simpler just to choose one of them to focus on. Well, if you want to focus, try to focus on both, you can. But as a general principle, if it's, say, here and here and here, okay, you let yourself be pulled to one of those and ignore the other ones for a few seconds and intently focus on it. However, it's not incorrect to go to more than one location. It's just that from the point of view of deeply penetrating, it's probably easier to choose one if you have competing locations. However, you could have the experience of being pulled to your whole body at once. We'll consider your whole body at once to be a location. Okay? So that could happen. Now, let's say you're noting touch and you have mental images or there's external sound. What should you do? Ignore that. Just let it be there. Ignore the mental picture, ignore the internal talk, ignore the external sound. You don't have to note them, you don't have to label them. Just let them be there because your interest is in staying continuously with touch. When you note feel, your interest will be in staying continuously with feel. So people always ask the question, well, when I'm noting X and Y and Z happen, what should I do? And the answer is always the same. Let Y and Z arise, but don't intentionally focus on them. At some point in the future, though, you may decide that instead of noting X, I want to note Y or I want to note Z. That's fine. In that case, you will have you just change your technique to noting that other thing for a while. Good. Other questions? So I'm going to have you start doing it with mental labels. Then I'm going to give you the option to drop the labels and just do it with direct awareness. I'm going to demonstrate for you the labeling process by speaking the label out loud so that you can hear it. So I'll do it for myself. Touch. 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 Now I'd like you to notice several things about what I did. Notice that there was a kind of pacing to it. It wasn't too fast, it wasn't too slow. You'll find your own pace. For you, it might be helpful if it's a little faster, or for one person, it might be helpful if it's a little faster, for another person, a little slower. But you'll notice that there was a gap between the labels. During that gap, okay, it was touch, and then there was a few seconds. Then I said touch again, and then there was a few seconds. During those few seconds, I was intently focusing on the touch that I had acknowledged. You will also notice that there was a kind of gentle, matter-of-fact quality to my voice. It wasn't like, wow, touch. Touch, 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 okay? Just touch, touch like that. That gentle matter-of-fact quality to the noting voice creates a gentle and matter-of-fact quality in your consciousness. That gentle matter-of-fact quality we call equanimity, and I'll be talking more about the concept of equanimity. The tone of voice creates equanimity. So the pacing of the labeling helps you remain concentrated. If the labeling is too slow, there's time to get spaced out into other things. So you use the timing of the labeling as an aid to concentration, samadhi, and you use the tone of voice in the labels as an aid to equanimity. Later on, when I have you note more complicated things, the precision of the words that you use will help create sensory clarity. Tonight we'll be talking about concentration, equanimity, and sensory clarity as the defining characteristics of mindfulness. So the labeling process guarantees a certain amount of concentration because you're pacing the labels. It guarantees clarity because you're using precise words to describe what you're experiencing. And it guarantees equanimity because when you make the label, you have a matter-of-fact voice that reminds you moment by moment to just open up and accept whatever is coming up. So it's a pretty clever system, don't you think, that they figured out? So now let's do it. Now, let your attention freely float within the physical sensations in your body. Every few seconds, make the mental label touch to acknowledge some physical sensation. Could be big, could be small. And then intently focus on that. And then note again, either the same sensation or a different one. When other things arise, mental pictures, a mental image, mental talk, external sound, or perhaps emotional sensations, just let that occur, but come back to physical sensations. You'll remember, touch covers a wide range of sensory qualities in your body. Specifically, the touch of your breath, the sensation of breathing, is always present. So if you're drawn to that, you can certainly note that. Each in-breath is a touch, each out-breath is a touch. But you don't have to restrict it to breath. It could be anything. Touch of your clothes, or pain, or sleepy sensation. if your concentration is good, you have the option of not labeling mentally.
Up and down. One.
Focus. Acknowledge. Focus. But if you lose concentration or need more clarity or more equanimity, then use the mental label. If that doesn't work, then go off by yourself for a period of time and say the labels out loud in a gentle, matter-of-fact voice until you get concentration, clarity, and equanimity back. So you have the option to not label, but just acknowledge and focus. But we're still just working with the physical side of the body. Let everything else occur, but don't intentionally focus on it. Intentionally keep coming back to something physical somewhere in your body. It could be pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. If it's pleasant, appreciate it, open to it. If it's unpleasant, do the same. And if it's neutral, do the same. note touch when you're lying down. You can note touch when you're walking or when you're doing a physical task, when you're working. You're washing dishes, touch, touch. The hot water, the plate, touch, touch. You can note touch when you do exercises like we did this morning. We will consider taste and smell to be forms of touch. So when you eat, you get different taste sensations in your mouth, tongue, throat. Those are touches. You get smell sensation in your nose. Those are touches. They may have a local splash in your mouth and then ripple through your body as a pleasant reaction. That's also the spread of the physical sensation of eating. So you can note touch as a form of eating meditation, walking meditation, or working meditation. So we're going to take about 5-10 minutes to have a stretch break where we'll go outside, if you wish. Excuse me. Touch. During this period, continue to note touch while you move, as you're standing in the shade or the sun or walking. Then we'll come back to the meditation hall here in 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll have more discussion and questions about this technique and broadly anything you may want to ask about. So you'll hear a bell to call you back in a few minutes. But see if you can do meditation in movement during this break period. Just note touch. We'll be back in a few minutes.